CP. Tyler Perry.
Are you with us?
I'm with you.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday. Jay, that's Palm Sunday. That's the week before Easter. That's the week before the crucifixion happened, when they threw palms at his feet when he went into Jerusalem.
Not old man Palm Sunday, huh?
Yeah, not doing nothing with your palms. Just Palm Sunday. Don't go palm no girls, Jay. Jeez.
He is the Uncle Joe of the group.
He is, right? He is, totally.
What up, dude?
And you're narrating The Passion. It airs live on Fox this Palm Sunday.
Yes.
So live, you're doing it, Tyler.
Live, yeah. I'm excited about it.
You're doing it live?
It's completely live, yeah. I'm so there are some taped elements, but for me, I'm live on stage. I just need the weather to cooperate, and we're going to have a good time.
It's outside?
It's completely outside, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's the forecast?
It's going to be beautiful. It'll be beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, you're doing your Morgan Freeman voiceover?
And welcome to Discovery. He's Morgan Freeman. Yeah, this show is about, you know, the reason I wanted to do it when they asked is because it's never been done here in America. It's been done in the Netherlands for a while, and it's the story of Jesus and his crucifixion being told in modern day times where people can understand it a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of sandals and robes, there's jeans and Jordans that these guys are wearing, and it's really a great story for people to see. I read something where 45% of Americans don't believe in God or believe in anything these days, which was shocking to me, because our kids, if we don't, like, we're three generations away from when mothers used to say you going to church and drag you to church. But if we don't give our kids something to turn to, they will turn to something when things get hard, and things will get hard. So that's why I'm so excited about it. And I want everybody to tune in, man. It's going to be amazing.
So a number of the people, like our Yolanda Adams, is performing.
Yes.
And Seal?
Seal, Yolanda Adams, yes, Chris Daughtry, I think I said his name right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Prince Royce, yeah, Trisha Yearwood. It's really, really, really great. It's really great.
Back in the day, did little Tyler Perry have to do an Easter speech?
Jesus rose on Sunday morning, and this is his story. We love to tell you everything as we give God the glory. All that was my part of the Easter
speech.
Amen, baby.
Amen,
baby. That boy's going to be a star. That boy's going to be a star. He's going to be famous. Look at him. No, back then everybody said, he's going to be a preacher. He's going to be a preacher. That boy's a preacher.
And you are.
Yeah, then here I am, hosting and narrating The Passion.
We gotta talk about it because it's all over the internet.
It's the elephant in the room.
In the room. Tyler Perry.
What are you talking about?
Tyler Perry is supposed to be beefing with Oprah.
Your bestie.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And how horrible is that? You know what? The thing that pisses me off the most about that is people think that black people can't get along. I don't know who made that story up. It's obviously some disgruntled employee somewhere, but not one thing in that show is true. In that thing is true, except the way they spelled our names. That's correct. Horrible, man. I'm talking to Oprah yesterday. We were talking about it. She's laughing about it. I'm like, I don't think this is funny. She said, Tyler, we set ourselves up for this. I said, what do you mean? She said, from the beginning, we said the friendship was the most important thing. So what would they try to attack is the friendship.
Well, why would they attack the friendship? I mean, you have success together. You're carrying the network.
But people don't want that. People don't want that said. They don't want that to be true. But the thing of it is this: Oprah and I still talk every other day. We still talk. We're still laughing about everything.
As opposed to every day, because you all used to talk every
day.
Yeah,
right. So now, right. As opposed to both of us being busy and can't talk every day. But we still talk. We're closer now than ever, actually. And something happened recently that really let me know how she feel about me. And this is one of those really could have been really awful, but it turned out to be a really great thing. I was on the phone with her, and I was in a car, one of these new cars. I didn't know how to hang up the phone, and I'm driving, and we're talking on the phone, and she thought she had hung up her cell phone, but she didn't. And she was talking about me to a lady in the room. I don't know who she's talking to, but she's talking about me to a lady in the room. And I knew how she felt, but I heard it, the most sincere, beautiful, grateful comments and thankful in her voice, man. It just really moved me.
Wow. Well, how are you and Madea getting along then?
I can't stand that, though.
You are so silly.
Me and Madea are fine. She's just difficult to work with sometimes. You know, she's getting up in age and she's cranky and it's just. But we do what we need to do.
Y'all still on the road?
We're still on the road, man. Selling out everywhere. It's been insane. Every weekend we just left Dallas and Oklahoma City and Tulsa, and It's just been crazy.
So are you off this weekend so that you can prepare for The Passion and then you get back on the road?
No, I'm actually going to do the shows while I'm doing The Passion. So I'm going
to.
I'm kidding. No, I'm only doing The Passion.
Let Madea read The Passion. That's great.
See?
She might sneak in there.
I just want to tell y'all about Jesus.
Let me hear a little bit of it.
When they crucified Judas on the cross, and Jesus and them was at the trying to buy a sandwich over there for the Last Supper.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's Medea's version.
Oh, my God.
You don't hold her back. You hold her back, Tyler. She might slip out, man.
No, can't do it, man. I will not do it tonight. I promise you. No time rehearsal or nothing.
Are you listening to what I'm saying, Jesus?
I don't think Jesus
know my name. Y'all something,
man. The lightning. Cue the lightning.
All right, TP.
God bless y'all, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy Easter.
And to you.
Palm Sunday. He narrates The Passion live.
Palm Sunday is this Sunday, Tom.
I know that.
I know that.
Praise God.